Following is a Skutch Media production.
You know, to just know that I had assistance with these patients when I walked into the room. So, you know, if anything, for me, it was being able to tell the patient, you know, the power that makes the body is going to heal the body.
Let's jump into the podcast. You're sitting here with the awesome, the amazing chiropractor, Dr. LaShasta Robinson, down in Griffin, Georgia at
yes.
Griffin Spine and Injury. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
I'm happy you're here.
Yes, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Let's talk about like your chiropractic journey.
You know, about 7th, 8th grade going into life, I always knew I was going to be a doctor. Because
awesome.
You know, when the teacher asks you what you want to be when you grow up.
You knew what you wanted to be?
No, I thought I was going to be a singer, Whitney Houston to be exact. Okay. But when I looked over at the paper of the kids next to me, they had such amazing things like engineer, doctors, lawyers. I remember one guy named Ray, he was sitting next to me. I think doctor was his top two. I just took it. And so from that moment, I knew I was going to be a doctor. That was the easy part. I just consciously made up my mind to be a doctor.
Dialed it in.
So I graduated from Savannah State University pre-med.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
And then I can just remember us getting emails about chiropractic. Knew nothing about it.
Yep.
But I always knew I was real squeamish. Sick to my stomach type squeamish.
No blood.
No blood, guts, throw up, any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So the guy, Malcolm Harris, came in and talked to a lot of us in the room, was letting us know that there wasn't a lot of Black African-American people in the profession, let alone that there wasn't a lot of females in the profession.
Sure.
So it sparked the interest, and I took off from there.
I love it. Tackled it. And you're an awesome adjuster, awesome
yeah,
doctor. I mean, I'm speaking from my personal experience.
Yeah, I'm mainly a full spine adjuster, you know, so I'm down for the...
I know. You move
cracks.
Bones. You move bones.
I'm trying to move the bones.
I mean, she's a small package, but packs a punch.
Yeah, I just look this small. I'm really big on the inside.
You knew what you wanted to do. You dived into it, and you achieved. That's awesome. I wish I knew what I wanted to do. I did not know what I wanted to do until I actually got into chiropractic school, to be honest with you. I knew about chiropractic. I heard about it. I went to a chiropractor and everything like that. But it was the push it was more of a natural, holistic approach to healthcare that drove me into that whole thing.
Right.
Because of what happened to my grandfather and whatnot. But it was, I didn't really know all about it, what it was. And then the first semester, what do they call it? Quarter.
First quarter.
I was like, what is this?
This is
a marathon. Like, I'm just, it's all just general like biology, chemistry, the higher level stuff like that.
Right.
And
you wait for something to spark your interest. Like, why am I here?
Yeah. There was no chiropractic being taught. It was just like the basic sciences, but a higher level of that, the basic sciences. And then the second quarter, third quarter, I started like, okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I like adjusting folks.
Yeah. I think I got into chiropractic school not really expecting it because I graduated from Savannah State University in Savannah, Georgia. So that was already a journey. So I already had survived.
The undergrad process.
One four-year session. So going into Life University, you know, like I said, I knew I was going to be a doctor. I was waiting for something to spark my interest, you know. So I guess for me it was when the philosophy behind it. I could connect to it real good, you know.
Okay.
My family, Christian, you know, we believe in the higher power.
100%.
And that's all it took for me, you know, to just know that I had assistance with these patients when I walked into the room. So, you know, if anything, for me, it was being able to tell the patient, you know, the power that makes the body is going to heal the body. I'm just here to make sure that you achieve optimal, efficient aid in doing it.
You're the coordinator of that for them.
Right.
The power that made the body heals the body.
Right.
And that's what they beat in your head in chiropractic school. It is a beautiful thing. It's godly. I mean,
right.
What we do is, it's simple. You know, we're not injecting anybody and using these hands.
And then, you know, you get in biochemistry with Dr. Silverman.
Oh, that guy.
I struggled.
Wood chips, he used to say a lot.
I don't know if he was in my class during the semester. He called us in the class because it was a group of us talking in the back. So he thought he was going to embarrass us. And he was like, come to the front. So I came to the front. And he was like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I told him, rich. he didn't like mine.
Of course not.
Why don't you want to be a chiropractor? He's I said, because not all chiropractors are rich.
Oh, man. And he was the dude to say that, too, also. Yep. That's hilarious.
Yep, that's how.
You've been practicing for a while. You used to have your own office down right. in Valdosta.
I've been practicing like 10 years now.
We both have.
A lot of personal injury, mainly.
Yeah.
I think I got big onto the wellness part when I moved back to Columbus because I moved home for a couple of years. Mm. Working with Broadwin and Associates. So I was doing a lot of military and military families.
In Columbus?
In Columbus. So, you know, that allowed me to really tap into my wellness as opposed as to personal injury. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, people with the wellness, they come in because
they really hurt. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, and so I can remember rehabbing a guy for like 6 months.
Dang.
Like, getting him out of his car with my assistant. Mm. Like, to this day, she says she's going back to school to be a doctor in public health because we inspire her so much. Yeah, that man went back to work. He bought me a fur coat for that.
Dang.
No lie.
Yep. A fur coat in Columbus?
I mean, if I could walk again, I probably would have bought myself a fur coat, too. It was Columbus. It was like 100 degrees. Fur coat ain't never came out the bag.
I know. You got to move up to New York or something for that.
For sure. I understood.
Oh, but that's awesome.
I understood.
The gratitude.
The gratitude. That's the gratitude.
We see these patients often. It's not, you know, you just don't come to the chiropractic office one time and be done with it. So we see people over time from, like, when they're hurt to when they get better. And build that relationship. I mean, every wellness even PI, every personal injury patient that I meet, we end up like building some sort of relationship. They understand it chiropractic a little better. They understand that their body has the ability to heal itself a little bit better. And it's, you know, it's gratitude, because with that, huge ego can be had.
Right.
If you believe you're improving lives with your hands and stuff. So you gotta have gratitude, and you gotta kind of let that ego slip a little bit, let it go.
For sure.
That's why gratitude's a huge part of it, you know? And everything in life, though, isn't it? Everything in life you got to have some gratitude. Yeah, I had a patient fart on me once. I don't know if you ever had anything like that. But I had this kid. He was, I don't know, maybe 10 years old, maybe 12 years old. Boy. I usually, like, breathe in, breathe out type of thing with my patient so it can go.
Right.
Adjustment can go. He breathed all the way in. And when he breathed out, he pushed out everything he had through all the holes that he had, and I mean, it was the loudest fart I've ever heard in my life, and everybody in the office heard it. It was basically like you stopped the the record.
No, it was the older patient on stem with the patient in the room, and she couldn't stop. I was like, oh my God.
Well, she kept on going.
Man, she said she couldn't stop. She was like 80 plus. She was like, oh my. What? She had to apologize to the guy in the room with her. He was done. He's like, man. She was like, I'm old. That's when.
Yeah, just let it go. Let it go.
I don't judge.
Yeah, I don't care either. It happens. I mean, we're relieving some sort of pressure in the body, and hey, I'm happy.
Oh,
I
mean, we definitely
have a reality show in there.
Oh, sometimes. We definitely have a reality show in Griffin. Daily.
Yeah, it's entertainment all daily. The time. And there's all different kind of walks in life that come in the chiropractic office. Everyone needs a chiropractor. So that's what happens.
Yeah,
we get a bunch of really different people all in the same building at the same time. Sometimes it's funny as it can be.
In the beginning, upon graduation, honestly, you know, it was a little rocky because you didn't meet too many chiropractors.
Yeah.
You didn't really know really the future of it. Everybody was so focused on medicine, you know. Mm-hmm. And in chiropractic school, I think we was battling between merging chiropractors with medicine because the older chiropractors really didn't understand it. Now... Mm-hmm. I think we're starting to understand it more. Like, we're more of a team. Like, you get more referrals from just a regular physician.
Yeah.
You know.
They trust in what we do. They know it. There's a track record now.
Right. So.
We've hit that critical point of people understanding what chiropractic is. People give it a shot. It's more affordable than anything else out there. And usually, you tell me if you've had this before, but... People who've been, for wellness patients mostly, they've tried everything and nothing has helped. And then they come to a chiropractor and it's like, it changes their entire, it's like, nothing helped. And I tried everything and you're the last resort. I'm gonna give it a shot. I got nothing to lose. And then we actually end up making like the
and
biggest
you fix
impact.
Them and they never come back. You're like, oh my God, how am I make money here? You're like, oh my God.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's the good part about it. You actually can make a difference in people's life instantly. And
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, man, how it works, because I didn't understand it in the beginning. When I was getting adjusted, I didn't really understand it for a long time. And then I started getting adjusted a lot, and it helps a hell of a lot. I feel good.
That's what I said. Naturally just makes you feel good.
Yeah, because everything's functioning right. Everything, right. The nerves are conducting properly. The blood's flowing everywhere. You're breathing better. Your ribs ain't bunched up together.
Right.
And you don't have your high shoulder here and the hip going this way. And like, you just feel better. And those are things you don't even think about sometimes.
Right. Or patients who necessarily aren't unhealthy. Why would I come to a chiropractor? Right.
Yeah.
You know, you tell them, in my mind, or how I address patients and tell a patient who's naturally healthy and nothing is wrong with you, that, you know, it's a tune-up almost, just like a vehicle. You want to keep your body going. So I just think that chiropractic is something just good to just have in your Rolodex of physicians.
Everyone needs a good chiropractor, because you're going to need it at one point or other. Even if you don't think you need it, pretty sure you're going to need it, because you all took a spill, you took a fall.
There's so many different techniques, you know, just because you find a place that necessarily, you know, you didn't like that chiropractic's adjustment way, you know, I think you should still continue to seek other chiropractors that have techniques, like, you know, more favorable to ones that you like, because, like, it's just that important to get adjusted.
Yeah.
Like, it'll keep you away from
So many things I can't get
and out of, you know, so many other facilities that you really don't want to be at. So, you know,
you can go to a physical therapist first and get your muscles worked on and all those things. But if your alignment's off, then those muscles are going to still be dysfunctional in a dysfunctional pattern. So chiropractic first, because you're aligning everything first. And then you're working on the muscles that tug on the bones and close the joints and whatnot. It'll be a little easier. Let the nervous system do what it's supposed to first, and then work on fixing a dysfunctional system. Great analogy, though, the car alignment. I mean, if you can, you can align your car. I mean, you can change the tires in your car, and if you don't have an aligned steering column, whatever it is, it's going to still veer off in your wheels. So you're going to, like, bald on one side versus the other. So you got to get aligned.
Yeah. Right.
So it's great practice. I love it. Got an amazing staff down there. We got amazing patients over there.
We do got a good staff. I think that's the secret behind what we got so far. Yeah. Real quick, too. Like, we real, like, efficient. But we get the job done, though, too. We don't, 100%. Maybe that's what it is, because we get the job done.
Yeah. You used to teach biology.
I still teach biology,
You still teach biology.
I still teach biology.
That's awesome stuff. So, you teaching the college level, your professor.
College level biology.
I mean, how?
I'm an anatomy and physiology professor.
Yeah. You didn't say, we don't want to say nothing about that earlier, did you? This is amazing stuff. I gotta share this with the world. Yeah. You know your anatomy. You know your physiology. Imagine what she could do in a chiropractic office.
Yeah. That's a tough job.
Yeah.
That teaching.
I bet, yeah. Dealing with all the personalities.
Chiropractic easy.
Yeah.
Compared to teaching.
Well, you gotta deal with all the people, all the kiddos. I mean, not kids.
They're adult kids.
Young adults.
It's an interesting feel, but it's fulfilling, you know. One, it keeps my mind sharp, you know,
for sure.
Going in there and just, you know, learning it over and over and over again.
Let me ask you, while we're on that, the Anconius, that right there?
Look at this guy.
Anatomy, I don't know.
I don't know. Don't have, look, I'm not here for that.
These
okay,
are board man, questions. Okay. These are board
right,
questions.
Right. It literally right. was. Literally, like, what? Like, I'm does that attack out, to the, like, what?
I'm trying to bring out some things I forgot. I was hoping, you know.
Off the, ask me that tomorrow.
Okay? All right. I think it's here
ask
somewhere.
Ask me that
I don't
tomorrow.
Know.
I'm sure it is.
Somewhere.
If you say so. Mayor, you're pretty smart. You're pretty smart. If you say so, it's for sure there.
All right. How long did you teach people for? Teach these kiddos.
I've been teaching. I started during COVID.
Okay, 4 years.
And that's all because I had a COVID baby, so I was trying to, you know, come work down a little bit, just do something that wasn't so, because I'm a full spine adjuster, too. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't trying to really do all that during COVID pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
But so I got into that because it's a shortage on professors and teachers in general. Mm. They really need to do something about it.
Still probably, huh?
Oh, for sure.
Big time now.
Yeah, you can get fired if you wanted to.
They're going to put the gym teacher in in the biology seat.
Anybody. Look, yeah. I tried to quit. That's why I'm still a professor. I said, I got another job. I said, I'm leaving. I left. I'm here. I literally quit. That day we talked on the phone.
Yeah.
out of here. Told the whole class, hey, I don't care. Submit it. I'm out.
Hey. You went from South Georgia to, like, up here, and then
I quit. I told him, and they said, it's been fun while it's lasted. He looked at me.
He's like, yeah, you think you're leaving. You're not leaving.
We can do this online. So I'm doing that online.
I
made a commitment. It's great.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a great podcast with Doc over here. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me again. Yes. It was a pleasure.
We're going to do it again. We're going to do it again.
For sure.
It was a lot of fun. 'Cahoots.
We've literally been sitting here the entire time.
Oh, I just snorted.